All right, I'm going to describe a photograph to you. Okay?
Hold on, I got to play Nickelback.
Okay. Of course you do. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so
red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? Okay. Describe the photograph.
Okay, the photograph I'm describing is this, and you might have seen it this week. Picture a very crowded grocery store, you know, a supermarket, like maybe a Saturday afternoon, place is packed, okay? A woman walks in. She's wearing a fishnet top with a black bra. She has pink hair, a mask on. She's wearing a teeny tiny little skirt, and she's covered in tattoos, okay? So far, so good, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So around her waist is a chain. The chain is attached to a man behind her who is wearing a leather mask, and he is walking on all fours like a dog. And she brought him into the grocery store in the middle of the day. She's obviously a dominatrix, and that is her sub. And I guess either he has the fantasy, the humiliation dog fantasy, or that's her thing, what she does. I don't know. But they're walking around the grocery store in the middle of the day. And this photograph went viral. People were flipping out about it.
So is that his punishment, or is that something that he wanted?
You know, little column A, little column B.
Okay. So
you know, he was a bad boy, so he has to be led through a grocery store. You know, and it's so funny. You see the people all around them all holding up their phones like, I got to get oh, my God, I got to videotape this. I got to get this shot. Like, everyone around them immediately, like, the phones come up like they're Rihanna, you know. Yeah, I don't know if it's his fantasy or I don't know. It's either his fantasy, that's his thing, or he's being punished.
So he probably asked for it, too. I want to go get food now. Were you going to have to walk on all fours? Fine. Why would you want to do that? Walk on all fours during... all the bugs and stuff on the floor. That's disgusting.
I guess he didn't read the study that dogs bring COVID home.
Yeah. So that study just came out. It's not good. Get off your knees.
So what do you think about that? I mean, people had one of two opinions, either that a lot of opinions, but people thought like, oh no, the children, what will they think? And then other people were like, why do I care? Like, that's okay. Good for them. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. That's their life.
I would probably say something to them.
You would? Because, what would you say to them?
Just because I'm a douche. I don't know. I like causing fights at a store. I mean, it's like the other day, I'm walking out of Target, and there's a guy. He looked just like Lindsey Graham. But he wasn't wearing a mask. And I said, why do I have to wear a mask when Lindsey Graham doesn't have to wear a mask? And he looked at me like he wanted to beat my ass. But that's right. The kind of guy I am. I can't keep my mouth shut. I have to say something. So I'll be like, dude, stop it. Get off the floor. You're making a fool of yourself.
Okay, so that's what you wouldn't have said, like, this is inappropriate. You would say, you would just make fun of them.
Yeah, I'd be like, come on, seriously. Do that at home. Don't do that at the Piggly Wiggly. That's
but
just
see,
that, wrong.
That's you're playing into that. You're humiliating him further. That's the greatest thing ever. If you walked over and did that, oh, my God, he would probably roll over and have an orgasm.
So they like that? They like being called out to be stupid?
Well, they like humiliation. That's the whole point of it, is the humiliation aspect to it.
Oh, great. So I shouldn't say anything.
Yeah, the thing is, so the guy has a leather mask on so you can't see his face. And I'm like, oh, is that Vince Vaughn? Like, who is it? Is it somebody famous? You know, because think about it. Somebody who wants to be in public and humiliated in public. I mean, that is a pretty deep psyche situation there. So I'm like, I'd want to know who that is.
I don't know. I think at this point, if they're both wearing a mask and wearing it properly, I don't think I have an issue with it at all. I have more of an issue with people not wearing a mask at all. So
they are both wearing masks.
Okay,
he's wearing a leather one.
Right. As long as he has a real one underneath, and so they look like they're trying to be safe. I don't think I have a problem with it. I think I have a bigger problem with people not wearing a mask.
I think his leather mask with the zipper zipped closed covering his entire face is safer than any paper mask that you walk around wearing.
M95 mask.
Yes. Yeah. It's way safer than that. I don't have a problem with it. You know, it's so funny. Like, people were getting so upset, like the children. It's like, what do you need to tell your children about it? Like, if they ask, just say those people are in costume and get on with your life. I mean, kids don't know. They don't really care. As I was looking at it, I was thinking, like, I was reading some of the comments. I am more triggered because people were like, I'm so triggered. Like, what are you triggered by? Like, have you been humiliated, treated like walked around as a dog? Like, how are you triggered by this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm more triggered by a couple fighting in public, like screaming at each other in public. That's upsetting to me because my parents yelled at each other when I was little. You know, I watched a kid feel up his girlfriend in front of the Walgreens the other day. Like, if I was a parent, I'd be like, how do I explain that?
Now, the thing that scares me about you is for years and years, you've known way too much about that type of lifestyle.
Yeah, it's true.
You knew exactly what to call him.
Well, yeah, because I've got a friend who's a dominatrix.
You know, a friend. Wink, wink.
I actually know like three dominatrix, frankly. I know three. One of them is pretty famous, like in the world of dom and sub and BDSM and stuff like that. But I know two others that are professional dominatrix.
And when we were doing a photo shoot one time, didn't you have a whip?
No, they wanted to give me a whip and they chose not to.
There was a whip there, I remember.
Did I bring it?
I for some strange reason, when we were doing that photo shoot in Manhattan, there was a whip involved.
I think, that's right. There was a whip. That wasn't mine. I didn't bring it. The photographer had it and thought it would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we said no to it. But it was a moment that I was like, huh.
It just seems that when this subject comes up, you know, uh-huh, way too much about it. A whip just appeared.
Yeah.
Right. For some strange reason. And you know what to call the. So I think we're digging deep into this. There's some things hidden here about whips and chains, and I think you've had either you've put a ball gag on somebody or you've had a ball gag.
I've done neither. I just read a lot.
I don't believe that at all.
No, I read a lot and I have friends that are dominatrix. And let me tell you something. My favorite thing to do. Okay, here's the best thing about the life of a dominatrix, just so you know. Most of what they ply their craft late at night into the early hours of the morning. So what you do is after like going clubbing, you meet up with your dominatrix friends to have breakfast at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Like once their night is over, you know, and your night is over, they have the best stories and they are not, they'll tell you, they can't tell you names. They're not going to like, it's like a priest. it's like a priest and a parishioner. They can't, you know, they have privilege. They won't tell you a name, but they will tell you about them and they'll tell you stories like, oh, one guy tonight. And they'll tell you the whole story.
I'm not even listening to you right now. I'm just thinking in my head, which boyfriend or husband do I see being the subject? I'm thinking Sean Lee.
No.
Would have easily fallen into that and said, whatever you want. I can't see Joe doing that. I think Joe is more of a man's man type of guy.
He's the dominant one.
That wouldn't take that. But Sean Lee, would he put a ball gag? Yes, I think he would. And could you hit him with leather? I think he wouldn't mind that at all. And if you said you wanted that, he would have been like, fine.
Okay, that never happened. And I had much wilder men in my life when I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. By the time I got married, by the time I got to Sean Lee, it was all so vanilla and so boring. I mean, look, but just, you know, you can have any fantasy you want about this, but I'm just telling you, I've got friends who are dominatrix and I read a lot. It's not a personal experience. But I can tell you which restraints are better. The under the bed ones are definitely better than the...
Which restraints are easier to chew through at 9 a.m. when you have to get out of that bedroom?
The ones with Velcro on them.
Oh, are those the best ones?
Yes. See,
do you even know they have Velcro? I didn't even know there was Velcro ones.
Because I have friends who are dominatrix. I have friends who do all that. I'm telling you.
No, you don't sit there and talk to your friends about what kind of straps they have on their bed that they can't get out of. That's a complete lie.
No, I ask, how did he get out? Oh, well, they're Velcro. Because I assume it's like got a key or something. And she's like, no, they're Velcro. They can get out. Like, I've heard all the stories. All right, you got me.
You've either had a ball gag or put a ball gag on at some point.
You got me. I'm Mistress Radio.
The knowledge that you have doesn't come from books. It doesn't come from websites and friends. There's way too much knowledge there.